The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Bishop E.A.T. Saki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh, the Church on Fire. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Saki as he ministers the infallible word of God.
Sins, and some are fighting battles you're struggling to win. The time has come to give them to the Lord. That's what this altar is for. That's a love that is true. As Jesus is waiting here for you. Come quickly now, before they close the door. That's what this altar is for. That's what this for. You don't have to carry those burdens, no. You don't have to carry those burdens anymore. There's a light in the darkness.
Oh yeah.
There's a love that is true. As Jesus is waiting here for you. Come quickly now, before they close the door. That's what this altar is for. A father is praying with his son. A mother kneels beside them, thanking God they've come. And an old man is standing there in tears, giving up a part of him that he's held back for years. Oh, hearts are being broken.
Oh, yeah.
And lives are being changed. The time has come to give them to the Lord. That's what this altar is for. That's what this altar is for.
burdens anymore. There's a light in the darkness. There's a love that is true. As Jesus is waiting, waiting here for you. Come quickly now, before they close the door. That's what this altar is for. That's what this altar is for. You don't have to carry those burdens. You don't have to carry those burdens anymore. There's a light in the darkness. And there's a love that is true.
So true.
As Jesus is waiting, waiting here for you. Come quickly now, before they close the door. You can give your burdens to the Lord. That's what this altar. The news came to Jesus. Please come fast. Lazarus is sick, and without your help, he will not last.
Mary and Martha watched their brother die. They waited for Jesus. He did not come, and they wondered why.
The death watch was over, buried 4 days. Somebody said, he'll soon be here. The Lord's on his way.
Martha ran to him, and then she cried, Lord, if you had been here, you could have healed him. He'd still be alive.
But you're 4 days late, and all hope is gone.
You've cried to the Lord, appeared. Friend, don't be discouraged, cause he's still the same. He'll soon be here. Watched in silent wonder as everything changed.
Oh, what a gift of the Father is the water of life, like a river that flows deep in my soul. It's from an endless supply. Where do I go?
such a powerful ministration from our brothers and sisters from UD denomination. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight there is an apostle in the house. I remember many years ago I was passing by the Kumasi Sports Stadium, and then as a young man minding my own business, I saw somebody's having a crusade and they've written E.A.T. Saki Evangelistic. That's many years ago, outside the walls of Kumasi Sports Stadium. So I went closer to see what was happening. Fire on the altar. It was Bishop Kakra organizing a crusade, and I just went to see some aged brethren. I was passing by. I went to the crusade ground, and miracles were happening in the place. And then later I happened to also meet Bishop Saki, Bishop Kakra's office, where they used to do telecommunication, also opposite our church. So I used to cross the road and go there. And I had a girl I wanted to marry inside that office. Hey. So when I went there one day, I met Bishop Saki. That's long time, 1985. So I think the Lighthouse Church in Kumasi had just started. So he came to encourage them. And then, so I went there. And today, he's sitting here. Now, we are going to hear one of the apostolic voices in Ghana today. A man that him together with our father, Bishop Doug, has pioneered a Ghanaian movement that has become global. There are not many, many such movements like that. And meaning that being able to open churches all over the world, different cultures, means that they fought some battles. And these are generals that have gone to warfare and they've come back with laurels. So when they speak, you better listen. So tonight, we want to introduce the assistant to the Almighty Bishop, Bishop Doug. And you know that man carries some dangerous apostolic unction. And then anybody assisting him must be double dangerous. And so today we are so blessed. Now, this book, The Soul Winner, it's Bishop E.A.T. Saki who forwarded it with such a fine. Today I was reading it to the pastors that came. Actually, I have two books here that, by the grace of God, he put his pen on it. He's a man with a pure heart. When he's doing something, I would say he's not too denominational, because when you become too denominational, you can be demonized. He likes every church. It doesn't matter the name of the church. I've spoken with him several times. When you are discussing a matter about a man of God, he doesn't say, where does he belong to? So caring for the church and for pastors. Ladies and gentlemen, let's stand on our feet. Welcoming one of the apostles of our age that God has deposited in Ghana. Put your hands together and let us welcome Bishop E.A.T. Saki to come and bless us.
Hallelujah. Well, I'm very excited to be here. I don't know whether I'm in a studio or I'm in a church. What a shock. Hallelujah. I'm really, really, I'm almost nervous. I don't know where I'm standing. I don't think anybody is allowed to die and go to heaven without passing through this church. Hallelujah. God will say, go back and visit that church before you come to heaven. If you are in Ghana, you must visit before you go to come to heaven. What a beautiful edifice God has blessed us with. Give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. By the way, sit on top of your enemies. Squeeze them. Suffocate them. Crush them. make them uncomfortable. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Fantastic. So, I'm really, really grateful to God for this beautiful, beautiful piece. I told a couple of some of my pastors and to come along, and I didn't know where I was coming to, but I knew I was coming to a classic place. You know, my twin brother, you know, Bishop Adi is my twin brother. You know, yes, I'm a little more handsome than him. And I also preach better than him, you know. But don't tell him when you see him. Don't tell him when you see him. But anyway, he told me that, Charlie, you'll be shocked what you see. But I tell you that when I came here, I realized that he didn't tell me the whole story. I'm shocked out of my skin. What a blessing, what a blessing, what a blessing. And I don't know how this thing came up. I don't know whether it was just like Lego that has been arranged or what. When did this thing appear here? This is indeed the doing of the Lord. And it's marvelous in our eyes. Amen. I want to thank the prophet of the house, the papa of the house, the gift of God, the anointed vessel. Amen. I want to thank God for his life. Amen. And we are blessed to have him also as a board member of Healing Jesus campaign. Amen. That means that he fellowships around my bishop. These are the people that he moves with. And prophet, I want to thank you so much for leading the people of God to build such a beautiful edifice to the glory of God. May heaven reward you, and may God bless you. Somebody say amen. Please be seated. And I'm amazed, and I'm really, really, really privileged to be one of the few people to be chosen to be the first to preach in this cathedral. I feel greatly blessed and honored. Hallelujah. And I don't know how my name came to be among the few chosen to be the first to preach in this place. But I believe that this is the doing of the Lord indeed. Somebody shout amen. And I believe that some of the folks from the Kadesh, can you stand and give the church a wave? I have Bishop Pazzi and several other. All right. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. God bless you. You may be seated. I told them to just come and see. And I think that when we go, we have seen. In fact, the sound. Guys, are you hearing the sound? You. It's amazing. Hallelujah. You know, there's such time, such place. The sound is so good that you don't even want to stop preaching. You can preach for 3 hours. But I'm going to stay within time. Hallelujah. So this is a very special faith convention. Amen. And I'm going to preach till the time I'm given. Amen. Very briefly. You know, my mother told me that if I cannot preach a good sermon in 30 minutes, then I'm not really called. What a shock. Some pastors preach and preach and preach, and they never finish preaching. One day a pastor was preaching so powerfully, and preached so long, and a gentleman in the church got up and was going out. And the pastor got angry and said, "Hey, why are you going when I'm preaching? Bible says, don't quench the spirit. Why are you walking out when I'm preaching?" The man said, "I'm going to have a haircut." And the pastor said, "Why didn't you cut your hair before you came to church?" The man said, "No, when I was coming, my hair was not grown." What a shock. That means the sermon was so long that his hair grew in church. But I don't think anybody's hair is going to grow this evening. Hallelujah. So can we look at that scripture from Mark chapter 9, verse number 23. Thank you, Holy Spirit. All right. Jesus said unto him, that Jesus speaking to somebody, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Tell your neighbor, all things are possible to you if you can believe. Hallelujah. You know, the reason why I didn't wear a shirt and a tie is because I'm afraid of your bishop. Every tie I have, he has 30 of them. So when you are complaining about flood and no one is in the church, you cannot talk. Do you understand? So I start to wear something that he cannot, there'll be no competition. This is a dressy classic church, I tell you. Classy. It's a blessing. I think there's no pastor or bishop in town who dresses like the prophet of this house. That one there, Coco, often Coco, I tell you. He makes ministry nice, I tell you. When you see his dressing, you feel anointed already. Anyway, let's stay with the word of God. One day you also dress like that. And it's amazing, affected all the sons and daughters of this house. One day I was preaching in the church, as I sat down and I saw the choir sing, I said, this choir, I know where it comes from. I've never met them before, but when I saw their dressing, I said, this choir, I know where they come from. And I got it right. I never got it wrong, I tell you. What a shock. Anyway, so the Bible is saying that if we can believe, all things are possible. Hallelujah. With them that believe. We are living in a time and an age and a season where God is raising generals of faith. Can I have an amen? There's a message that my bishop preached. The faith of our fathers. The faith of our fathers. Now, it's important to know the Bible says that the just shall live by faith. You should have shouted amen. Amen. Now, I need for you to turn the Bible quickly with me to Genesis chapter 17. Genesis chapter 17. All right. And Genesis 17, and just verse number 1. Scripture says, 17:1. You see, Bible says, you know, we are using tablet. That's why we are struggling to find the page. Bible says that this book of the law, isn't it? Not this tablet of the law. We are using tablets. But anyway, when Moses went up, God gave him tablets. So there was tablet long before they made it. God was giving tablets. Right. Bible says, verse 1. And when Abram was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Hallelujah. The Lord said to Abram, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Now, God is Almighty. Now, that phrase, Almighty, appears in the Old Testament 48 times. Now, what does it mean when God says, I am Almighty? Almighty it means the El Shaddai. Somebody say El Shaddai. No, I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you at all. Hallelujah. God is El Shaddai. Now I'm going to give you a few definitions of the meaning El Shaddai, and then we'll wrap this meeting to a close. Because God is going to do what we are seeing now. It's only a beginning of what God is going to do in our lives. Did you shout amen? El Shaddai. El Shaddai means the strong one. Say the strong one. Number two, it means the nourisher. Nourisher. The person who nourishes you. The nourisher. Number three, El Shaddai means the giver of strength. The giver of strength. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Number four, it means the satisfier. The satisfier. Number five, or number, number five, it means the supplier of the needs of his people. The supplier. The supplier. This is beautiful. Number six, it means the fruitful one. The fruitful one. And then, number seven, it means the bountiful one. Hallelujah. Now, I need you, so I'm giving you seven different meanings of the phrase El Shaddai. So when God appeared to Abram and said, I am El Shaddai, he was speaking a whole sermon to Abram. And I need you to understand and to receive this revelation for your life. Somebody shout amen. You know, one of the beautiful things that I enjoy is when I'm driving and I hear a bishop sitting right here preaching. I enjoy his preaching. I mean, his Bishop Bemper's preaching is powerful. I mean, when I hear his preaching, I think Saturday mornings on Sweet Melodies. I said, the preaching is full of testimonies. I said, look, it is so rich. You know, there's some preaching that nourishes you. Am I talking to anybody here? Now, I want you to understand, when God spoke to Abraham and said, I am the Almighty God, he was bringing a certain revelation into Abraham that if Abraham can believe it, his whole life will change. May your life change from today. I said, may your life change from today. It says, I am the strong one. God is very, very strong. I say, God is very, very strong. And he says, I am the strong one. I pray for you today that God will be the strong one in your life. He will be the strong one in your life. If the strong one is on your side, nobody can defeat you. I'm preaching. Since Ronaldo left Real Madrid, it has not been easy for Real Madrid. Am I not speaking the truth? They managed to win 2-0. But since he left Real Madrid, it has not been easy for Real Madrid at all. They are about 7 to 8 But 7th. Since Ronaldo left. What a shock. Are you here or going home? So, and since he went to Juventus, things are also changing. He's either scoring or supplying the goal, supplying the scorer. You know, so in life, it matters who is on your side. May the strong one be on your side. I say, may the strong one be on your side. You can never be defeated. I'm preaching. You see, I come after boys. I'm the terrier of twins. That's the T in my name. Now, when I was a little boy, I used to fight. Hey, what a shock. I used to fight. Now, when I'm fighting, those days, people used to go take the bucket and go and fetch water or go and throw away the baller. You know what I'm saying? Go and throw it. So when my brothers would see somebody carrying the rubbish, going through the baller, my brother said, T, can you fight him? I said, easy. Then I'll go from behind and trip him down, and the ball and everything will fall down, including the carrier. And then when the thing becomes a fight, my brothers are always waiting. They're always waiting and lurking in the dark, wondering what is going to happen. When they see that I am being defeated, then they rush on there. Look, I was never defeated in any fight. And the interesting thing is that when we beat up the boy and the boy goes to bring his mother, and my mother will quarrel with their mother. Look, bless God, you don't know how many quarrels your mother have survived for your sake. By the time we grew up, my mother was not talking with all her neighbors because of us. What a shock. I mean, she will quarrel with all of them. I remember when I was in class 3, a boy, we had a little argument in class, and I told the guy that we'll meet on the school field. Don't look at me, I see you haven't done that before. So we agreed to meet on the field after school. Now, when we were going, I had my supporters, he also had his supporters. And they're all singing and cheering us on as we're going. And there was a referee who cut out the ring for us on the school field in the dust. So, wow. Then he brought a whistle. Whoop, begin to fight. 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. My supporters were singing. His supporters were singing. 1-2, 1-2. I don't know what happened. The guy gave me one blow. I began to move in the air. What a shock. The next time I realized, I landed on the brown grass, grandstand, boom, like that. I was hoping the referee was going to blow the whistle to end the fight. But he didn't blow the whistle. The boy jumped on me, sat on me, ready to. I was wondering what was wrong with the referee. Because number one, you fall down. There's an 8 mandatory count. But he didn't blow the whistle. The boy, I knew that I am dead. I began to pray, Lord, I'm coming home. This ride is not my home. I mean, my mind, I knew, I closed my eyes and I made a sign of the cross. Yeah, I'm coming, Lord. I am coming, Lord. I'm coming to you. So I was ready to be finished by this guy. Then when I closed my eyes, I felt 2 hands holding me, one to my right and one to my left. And I told myself, God has sent angels to come and rescue me and take me up. So my eyes were closed. Now these 2 hands holding me, they began to lift me from the ground. And I was moving from the ground. I said, oh, these angels are great. I mean, they're lifting the 2 of us up. I was afraid if I open my eyes, the angels drop me. What will I do? So my eyes were closed as we're there. Then, as my eyes were closed, I attempted to open one eye. When I opened one eye, somebody has told my brothers that their brother was in a fight. And they said, our brother can never be defeated. Can I tell you something? You can never be defeated if God is on your side. The strong one is on your side. I said, the El Shaddai, the strong one is on your side. Say, I believe it. Are you here today? Now, when they came to the fight and they saw that I was on the ground, they lifted the 2 of us up. And that was not there. They turned us 180 degrees. So I was down. Before I realized, I was now up. And the guy who was down was now on the ground. They turned us 180 degrees. So the boy was now lying on the floor, and I was sitting on him. And Payne said, T, give it to him. Oh, come and see. Come and see something. I put sand in his mouth, in his, everywhere that's opening. Sand entered the place. What a shock. But it was not easy for him. Up till about 2 years ago, when this guy died, he died 2 years ago. Every time we met, he remembered the fight in class 3. He would finish school, he finished university, and everything. When he see me, hey, Charlie, do you remember class 3? I said, how can I? You can't. Look, I'm here to announce to somebody here. You're about to see the devil defeated like never before in your life. Come on, shout hallelujah. Are you still here? I'm telling you that the guy never forgot the fight. I don't know whether your back is on the ground, but today God is about to turn the fight round. I said, God is about to turn your finances round. He's about to turn your marriage round. He's about to turn your ministry round. Say, I receive it. God is the strong one. I say, He's the strong one. He said, Abraham, I am the strong one, and I'm on your side. Come on, clap your hands for the Lord, somebody. Let me sit here. Let me continue. Number two, He is the nourisher. God said, Abram, I am the nourisher. I am the nourisher. I want to submit to you today that God will nourish you. Amen. No, you should have shouted a louder amen. Amen. I said, God will nourish you. Some of you, the food you eat, there's no nourishment in it. Huh? You're always eating boiled cassava. But God will nourish you. I said, God will nourish you. God will. God said, Abraham, I'm going to nourish you. I'm going to look after you. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to make sure that people will look and say, my God, I see some grace upon your life. May grace be multiplied on your life till I receive it. Do you believe it? God is saying, I am the nourisher. I am your nourisher. I'm the one who looks after you. You see, when I look at I have a little daughter. This is my little daughter. You know, when she's eating, it's like me, the father, it's like her stomach belongs to me. Little girl, I have to beg her to eat. Nourish, thing that will nourish her. I have to fulfill her before she will eat. When a whole bishop like me, when I'm feeling, say, hey, daddy, dance for me before I eat. So, come and see Bishop Saki dancing. I'm dancing. So that my little daughter will eat. Meanwhile, her stomach is her own stomach. No, stomach is not mine. Do you understand? I mean, I see, and sometimes it's okay. Daddy, tell me a story. And I say, there were 7 elephants, and the elephants were climbing the mountain, and they saw a crocodile, and the crocodile, okay, each one for mommy. Each one for daddy. Okay, daddy, continue the story. I mean, I have to go on and on. I said, Bishop like me. Can I tell you something? God will nourish you. God will nourish you. God will pamper you. God will look after you. I'm preaching. I said, I'm preaching. Are you still here? Are you here tonight? I came to tell you. God said, go to Abraham. I am the El Shaddai. I'm the El Shaddai. You watch and see. Keep on following me. When God called Abraham from his father's house, where is it? God said, look, I am El Shaddai. I will nourish you. I will give you shoes to wear. I'll give you clothes to wear. I will look after you. I will polish you. May God nourish you as you serve him. Somebody say, I receive it. May the El Shaddai God be your God. I said, may the El Shaddai God be your God. I'm preaching. I said, I'm preaching. Am I talking to anybody here? Oh, I came to tell somebody here that serving God, following God, it's a blessing. Amen. I gave my life to Christ when I was 13 years old. I was born in 19, mind your own business. But I tell you something. All these years I've served God. I've seen God look after me. I've seen God supply my need. I've seen God nourish me in ways I never expected. I don't know which family you came from, but if you can keep on following God, you drive cars that you didn't buy. Somebody shout yes. You will sit in air-conditioned offices. Your business will flourish. May God nourish somebody here tonight. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. Do you have faith in God? God said, I am El Shaddai. I am the nourisher. I am the nourisher. I'll give you balanced diets. Hey, let me continue before I cross my time. What is number three? I gave you 7 points. Number three is what? God is what? The giver of strength. The giver of strength. Somebody came to this church tonight. You feel weak. You feel tired. May God pour strength into your life tonight. May God give you strength tonight. I say, may God give you strength tonight. He's the giver of strength. You will not fall down. You will not fail. Where others have failed, you will make it. Where others are given up, you will run. For they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. I see God renewing your strength. I see God renewing your strength. I see God giving power to the faint. I see God giving energy to your body. Receive supernatural power for your life. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. Tell your neighbor, the man is preaching to you. The man is preaching to you. Makota Shaka Bahataya. Oh yes, somebody came here tonight. You are feeling frail. You are feeling weak. Tonight, may the power of God enter into your life and give you strength in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I'm preaching. He's a giver of strength. Number four. Satisfier. My God. God will give you a husband that is nice. Oh, you missed a good place to shout amen. Some of you have left your boyfriend in the world and you have come to serve God. God will satisfy you with a nice husband. No, you didn't hear me. Somebody left that boy. You left that boy. That boy, and you were crying when you left him. Wipe your tears. But God is about to satisfy you. I said, God is about to satisfy you. Say, I receive it. Do you believe it? God said, Abraham, I'm your satisfier. I'm the one who satisfies you. I'm going to satisfy you. I'm going to satisfy you. I'm preaching. I said, I'm preaching. I came to talk to somebody here. What are you lacking in your life? What are you lacking in your life? May the satisfier be your God. May the satisfier be your God. I am your satisfier. He will put laughter in your mouth. He will put laughter in your mouth. He will put dancing in your feet. You will shout louder. You will jump higher. You will give the Lord a praise because he satisfies your mouth in laughter. May God bless you with good things. You see, this beautiful church you are walking in, this beautiful church, somebody's about to have your wedding right here. No, you didn't hear me. As you didn't hear me. The reason why the brother has not yet come is because God was waiting for this to come up. But now that we have done this, I see your wedding coming up. Do you believe it? God will satisfy you. I said, God will satisfy you. Abraham left his home. He left many things. But God said, I am El Shaddai. I am your satisfier. I will satisfy you. I will satisfy you. I will satisfy you. No boy can satisfy you. No girl can satisfy you. I'm preaching. No drink can satisfy you. Am I talking to anybody here? One day a lady came to my office. She came to my she came to my office with, thank you. Is it okay to drink water? Don't be jealous. When you're a bishop one day, you also drink water when you're preaching. But anyway, the lady came to my office with her beloved. And the beloved was a rascal, following other girls and all that. And so I was talking to her, and then the lady, the gentleman rather got angry. She said, okay, I don't want to marry again. I won't marry him again. I won't marry her again. And surprisingly, this lady went down on her knees. Oh, please, Bishop, beg him to marry me. I said, foolish girl, never beg a boy to marry you. No, Bishop, please beg him. If he doesn't marry me, I know how my life will be. That is a lie. God has something better, somebody better, a greater blessing for you. I receive it. I'm preaching. Some years ago, a brother came to me in this brother in the church. He used to sit on the fifth row. Now, this brother on the fifth row, he was I don't know how to describe him. Like a diplomat. He doesn't smile. When they say, give the Lord a shout, he go like this. He was on the fifth row. When they say, clap your hands, and he did it. And put his hand in his pocket. Are you there? When they say, lift your hand to the Lord, he'll do this. And he put his hand down. I kept on wondering, who is this? He was a thick and tall brother. I kept on wondering, who is this diplomat who has come to church? When you are preaching and you go to his area where he's sitting, they'll be looking at his watch like that. It's like, yeah, what's going on here? What a shock. But you know, I used to be nervous. Anytime I'm preaching, I see his face. And he will not shout. He will not dance. His face is straight, long, twisted, twisted, contorted. I mean, his face is like the Book of Lamentations. What a shock. But I didn't used to feel at ease at all when I'm preaching and look at him. But I remember one day I was in my office when I was told that this gentleman was looking for me. When I heard he was looking, I began to be nervous. Say, hey, this diplomat is coming to look for me. What should I do? I adjusted my own tie. He that comes, I adjusted my tie. I said, let him come. So when he sat down, I said, come. And I gave him a chair. I said, please, sir, what can I do for you? He said, Pastor, he started crying. What a shock. I was surprised that this brother can cry. I said, oh, what is happening? Have you lost your mother? Have you lost some? What has happened that you are crying like this? He couldn't talk. Now, I waited. When he finished crying, I said, now tell me why you are crying. He said, please, Pastor. Hey, what a shock. I was surprised that this brother who doesn't shout, who doesn't say amen, who doesn't clap their hands, I got surprised that he can cry. What a shock. That the people like that in church, they are so stiff. Anyway, let's carry on. I'm coming to your point. So after the brother finished crying, I said, now, you know, the brother cried so much that even me, I felt like crying. You know how it is. Sometimes some of you ladies, you are watching a Nigerian movie and you are crying. When they have collected money in their pocket, you are crying. Shame on you. Now, I was watching. I mean, when I realized that tears were coming, I said, this is conquest here. So I don't know why he's crying. Why should I cry? I lifted my head and said, hey, come on, tears, roll back now in the name of Jesus. I will not cry. So when he finished crying, I said, now tell me why you are crying. He said, please, Pastor. She said she will marry me. What had a shock. Some little shrimp. The lady who said he will not marry this brother is a little shrimp, a small little girl, a portable girl in the church. That has bound this brother, and the brother is crying. I said, oh, so what will you do? He said, Pastor, I'll kill myself. I said, anyway, from our church to the beach is not far. I can go and drown. No, I'm a pastor. I didn't say that. How can I say that I'm a pastor? But that was my wish. What a shock. So I told him, oh no, God will be, don't kill yourself, okay? You'll be fine. And so will I be fine? I said, you'll be fine. Then he said, okay, please, Pastor, pray for me. I said, I'll pray for you. Can I? Okay, please sit. So he was sitting down. I prayed for him. I said, Lord, please heal his heart. I said, let him cry more. You will not worship God properly. You see that you are crying. But that one I didn't say for him to hear. That's another sign. Because I'm a pastor. I said, oh God, restore everything that he has lost. He didn't see that one. What a shock. When I finished praying, I said, amen. He said, amen. He said, please, can I hug you? I said, yes, can hug me. I hugged him. Okay. Anyway, so after a while, this brother who came to tell me that he's going to kill himself because the sister has left him. After about 3 weeks, I was there when he said, please, Pastor, I want to see you. I said, what do you want to see about? Pastor, I've met another lady. 3 weeks. What a shock. But the thing is that after, you know, this 3 weeks, after he met the lady and so on and so forth, he told me later on, after they got married, said, Bishop, I'm so happy that I married this one. This one is far nicer. I see God bringing something better in your life. Something better is going to come to your life. God will satisfy you. I said, God will satisfy you. I said, God will satisfy you. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? Oh, yes, yeah, for all of you who have helped to build this church, may God build houses for each one of you. Giving your money, giving your cement, supplying. May God build for you bigger houses. May you live in a 3-story building. Say, I receive it. Do you believe it? God will satisfy you. Let me give you the next point. I have 5 minutes to finish. Supplier. God will supply your need. I said, God will supply your need. David said, I've been young. I'm not old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. When I was going to university in 1982, when I was going to first year university, my mother could not afford for me a suitcase. My grandmother said, she was going to give me a trunk, and the trunk was round. Have you used that before? I told my grandmother that if I take a round trunk to school, I'm going to get a nickname. Grandmother's trunk, he's going to give to me too. I've qualified to go and study law, and I'm taking a round trunk to school. I said, I'm going to get a nickname. I went to university with my clothes packed in an empty milk carton. Traveling from Winneba. I took a bus to Circle. I took Trotro to Legon, carrying my two pairs of trousers, two shirts, and some books on my shoulders, in an empty milk carton to University of Ghana, Legon. That's how I arrived. I don't know where you came from. When I was getting married, the shoes I bought I went to Katamantu and bought shoes. I have 4 CDs. That's the shoes I bought. I went for Omo and sponge, and I washed the sole of the shoe. I washed it well, and I put Vaseline under so that when I kneel down, it will be shining. But it was from Katamantu. Are you here? But as time has gone on, as I've served God. Yeah. I've seen God supply. I see God supplying every need of yours. I see the supplier coming to your life. God said, Abram, I am your supplier. Tell somebody, God is your supplier. Say, God is your supplier. Hallelujah. Your supplier is not your boss. God is your supplier. May God supply every need of yours. Say, I receive it. I prophesy to everybody in this church. May heaven supply every need of yours. May heaven put laughter in your mouth. May heaven bless you. May heaven supply every need in your life. Say, I receive it one more time. God will supply. I said, God will supply. When I got married, the stove I used, when I got married, it was a fifth-hand stove. Somebody used it and gave it to somebody and gave it to somebody and gave it to somebody, and we inherited that stove. What a shock. Four burners. Only one was working. Only one out of the four was working. And the one that was working, when you put the rice on, the smoke is like a glory cloud. What a shock. Are you still there? But bless God, I had a wife who said, I love you the way you are. I know it's just the beginning, but the El Shaddai God, the El Shaddai God, the El Shaddai God. She followed me. One day I was blessed. I had money. I took her to a shop. I said, choose any of the gas cookers you want. Choose. I was not looking. I was just walking around. I said, you choose. And I was praying, Lord, may she not choose the expensive one. I pray for everybody here. Don't look to man as a supply. May you look to God. I said, may you look to God. May you look to God. No man can supply your need but God Almighty. And God said, Abraham, I am your supplier. I am your supplier. I am your supplier. Shout, yeah. Push it up and say, God will supply every need in your life. God will supply every need in your life. I'm preaching. The next one. The fruitful one. God is the fruitful one. I said, he's the fruitful one. Your life will be fruitful. Your church will be fruitful. Your ministry will be fruitful. I see many branches of this ministry. I see fruitfulness coming to your ministry in Jesus' name. Somebody say, I believe it. I was there when our bishop started the church in the classroom. But God reigned upon that church. Today, the church has moved to over 3,500. I see God making this ministry fruitful. It will be fruitful. It shall be fruitful. I prophesy to this ministry. May many pastors come out of this ministry. May many churches come out of this ministry. May many men of God rise out of this ministry. May many church buildings be built from this ministry. In the name of Jesus, God will make us fruitful. God will make us fruitful. God said, Abraham, I'm the fruitful one. I am the fruitful one. You will never walk in deserts. God will turn your desert to a good ground. Say, I receive it. The next point. Bountiful one. Shkabahato Sataya. The bountiful one. The bountiful one. The bountiful one. You will have it and it will abound. You will have it and it will run over. God will make you to pay other people's school fees. No, he didn't hear me. I said, didn't hear me. God will make you to pay other people's school fees. The bountiful one will supply your need and make your life bountiful. Your life shall be bountiful. I said, your life shall be bountiful. Do you believe it? Can I read one more scripture and we close? One last scripture. Close. I was giving up to the time. My time is up, but I'm sure the prophet is going to allow me to read one scripture to you. Matthew chapter 17. Matthew 17. Mandora makabahatoshiki. This is only one type of many churches that you are going to see in this ministry. I said, from this ministry, yes, God is going to do it. Matthew 17. The Bible says, Jesus went to a place, and when he got there, they asked Peter, does your master pay taxes? And Jesus said, Peter said, yes, he does. And when they went home, Jesus said to him, are they doing the right thing? Who pays taxes and all that? Sons or strangers? Oh, strangers. But Jesus said, don't worry, go and you will pay the tax. Verse 27. Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea and cast an hook and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. That take and give unto them for me and for you. Clap your hands for the Lord. Now listen to the words of Jesus as I end. Jesus told Peter, go to the riverside, and the first fish you catch, the first fish you catch, open its mouth. There'll be coin in the mouth. Take it for you and for me. Now you see, this is one of the most amazing miracles in the Bible. One of the most amazing miracles. Because when you drop a coin in the water, it goes down, isn't it? How can a fish be lying down and swallow somebody's coin? And when a fish swallows a coin, the coin even must go to the stomach, but this one is in the mouth. That's a miracle. And you know, there are so many fishes in the sea. Now, of all the many fishes, which of them has the money? So that for Peter to catch that fish, all the other fishes might be pushed away, so that that particular fish, the one with the miracle money, is the one that Peter was supposed to catch. I'm preaching. Are you here? So you see, now Peter has to go at a particular time. Maybe as Peter was walking to the riverside, he felt like weaving, and he stood under the tree and he moved his thing and weaved. All the delays, all the detours was part of God's plan. Because if Peter had gotten there too early, he may have missed the fish. He had gotten there too late, he may have missed the fish. So God ordered his step. May God order your step to your miracle. May God order your step to your miracle. I said, may God order your step to your miracle. Do you believe it? You see, it is a series of miracles that became one miracle. Should I say it again? Hallelujah. This is my very, very good friend. How you say? Very kind man. Amen. Mr. Broby, it's a blessing. Hallelujah. When my grandmother died, he gave me a lot of handkerchiefs to go and distribute free of charge. May God bless you and multiply the grace on your life. He's the number one importer of handkerchiefs in Africa. Anyway, let's carry on. Now you see, I'm saying that the miracle of the fish was a series of miracles that led to the one miracle. Someone say a series of miracles. I didn't hear you say a series of miracles. So what you call your miracle is actually a series of miracles that have become, ended up as your miracle. Somebody has to drop a coin. That's a miracle. There might be a fish there to open the mouth to swallow. That's a miracle. The money should be in the mouth and not in the stomach. That's a miracle. Peter must get there on time. That's a miracle. One miracle plus one miracle plus one miracle plus one miracle equals to your miracle. Say, Bishop, say it again. I said one miracle plus one miracle, plus one miracle, plus one miracle equals to your miracle. What you call a miracle is a sum total of many miracles. Can I tell you something? The process for your miracle has already begun. I said the process has begun. Something is already taking place. By the time you get to the riverside, the fish is right there, ready to swallow. Now, listen to this. Listen to this. The fish with the money in the mouth is able to open its mouth and still for the hook to enter the mouth. That's also another miracle. One miracle plus one miracle plus one miracle plus one equals to your miracle. I see your miracle coming in the name of Jesus. It will happen. It will happen to you. The process has begun. Tell your neighbor, the process has already begun. Tell him the process has already begun. Oh, I came to tell somebody here, the El Shaddai God had begun the process for your miracle. Had begun the process for your miracle. Say, I receive it. Come on, say, I receive it. I came to talk to somebody here. I tell you, the fish, of all the 10,000 fishes in the sea, when the fish saw Peter, the fish began to swim, beat other fishes. I see your fish swimming to you. Tell neighbor, your fish is swimming to you. Tell him, your fish is swimming, avoiding every obstacle, coming to you directly, because God has destined that you receive a real miracle. May God bless and may God multiply you. May the El Shaddai God surprise you. One miracle plus one miracle plus one miracle plus one miracle equals to your miracle. Tell your neighbor, one miracle plus one miracle plus one miracle plus another miracle equals to your miracle. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Yes. The boy who didn't marry you is a miracle. Did you hear what I said? I said, the boy who didn't marry you is a miracle. Because your fish is swimming to you. Your fish. I see your blessing swimming to you. I see it swimming to you. Come and say, I receive it. That job that they didn't take you is a miracle. Because God is making, avoiding something so that your real miracle will come to you. One miracle. Tell your neighbor, one miracle plus one miracle plus one miracle plus another miracle equal to your miracle. Come on, stand to your feet and give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. God, lift your two hands up high and thank him. Thank him. Thank him. El Shaddai. El Shaddai. El Shaddai. El Shaddai. Rakabato Shakabahataya. Oh, thank God that the process has already begun. The process has already begun. The process for your miracle. The process for your blessing. The process for your breakthrough. Lift your hands and thank him. Thank him. Thank him now. Thank him now. Thank him now. Lift your hands to him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him tonight. Say, Lord, I thank you. You are El Shaddai. You are the nourisher. You are my supplier. You are my satisfier. One miracle plus one miracle. Oh, the process, the process. The process has begun. The process has begun. I pray for everybody here tonight. May nobody miss out on their miracle. May they not miss out on their blessing. May they not miss out on their miracle. Bless them, O God. Bless your children, O God. Bless your children, O God. Satisfy them, O God. Supply their need, O God. Strengthen them, O God. Rakabato shiki bahataya. Father, thank you. Thank you for tonight. Just put your two hands on your head. Father, I pray that this El Shaddai God, this Almighty God, who has brought this church, Holy Hill, to this place, may He take every one of us to our place of destiny. May He take everyone here to your place of destiny. In the name of Jesus, the same God who has built this church for you, may He build a house for you also. May He give you a dwelling place. May He surprise your life. May He be your supplier. May He be your satisfier. May God bless and may God honor you. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, be gracious to your children. Bless them. Everybody here, let their serving you never be in vain. Let their walk with you never be in vain. Let their efforts and their sacrifice never be in vain. Bless them and honor them. Bless them and show them your strength and your grace. Thank you, Father, for your favor, for your blessing, and for your goodness. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Why don't you clap your hands and give the Lord a shout? Now close your eyes with me as I pray. Everybody close your eyes here. Please. Before I sit, you are here this evening. You heard there was a convention and you came. Or you've been coming for some time, but deep in your heart, you have not made the El Shaddai God your God. You have not given your heart to Jesus. When you stand under a mango tree, you not only see brown leaves under the tree, you will see green leaves as well. Today, this evening, this Wednesday evening, as every head is bowed and every eye closed, I want to challenge you here. Tonight, you want to say, Bishop, I need Jesus in my life. I know I'm a sinner. I've made many mistakes. But today, I want Jesus to come into my life. I want the El Shaddai God to be my God. I want to surrender my whole life to Jesus. If you're standing here in this church and you can hear me, you want to say, Bishop, pray for me today. I need Jesus in my life. If you're here, you need Jesus in your life. Lift up your right hand and I shall pray for you. Lift up your right hand. Lift it up high, high. High above your head. I see your hand, I see your hand. Lift it up high. You want to say, Bishop, tonight, this Wednesday night, I need the El Shaddai God in my life. I want to be born again. Lift up your hand. Father, thank you for every hand lifted. Now, if you have lifted your hand, give me a wave of your hand. That hand you have lifted, wave your hand to me. I want to see you. If you lifted, wave that hand to me. Wave that hand to me. What a blessing. Now, if your hands are lifted, I want you to walk from where you are and come to me here. Because I want to pray for you specially. Just come.
I surrender.
Clap your hands for them as they come. Come all the way.
I surrender. All to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender.
So ask with me, and let's all the whole church join us as we pray. Say with me, Heavenly Father. Let's all say together, Heavenly Father, this Wednesday evening, I come to you just as I am. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Write my name in the book of life. I promise to serve you. I promise to walk with you the rest of my life. Dear Lord Jesus, save me. Make me your child. Help me to serve you and to follow you all the days of my life. Thank you, Father, for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. God bless you. What a blessing. God bless you. Wow. God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Why don't you take your seats? Are you blessed you came tonight? Amen. It's a good night. Tell your neighbor, it's a good night. Hallelujah. I'm not used to preaching at a convention ending before 9 o'clock. What a shock. But it's a blessing. Amen. I want you to take out an offering. Everybody take out an offering. Take out an offering. Yeah. Sister, I like the way you are entering your bag. Go deeper. I'm watching you. Go deeper. The sister wearing the wig. Yeah. Go deeper. Yes. You're the one that I know it's not your hair. I know it's a wig. But go deeper into the bag. Everybody.